In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the ninth Perek of Masechta Taharot. And here we're dealing with the case of an Am Aretz who is collecting olives, but he wants to ensure that he'll be able to take off Truma and give it to a Kohen in a state of Tahara. However, as we've explained, an Am Aretz who's not versed in the laws of Truma and Tahara is not necessarily trusted with the laws of Truma and Tahara. So Mishnah says as follows, HaGomerata Zetav, what should he do? The Am Aretz, let's say he's finished collecting all the olives, Vishier Kupayachat, what he should do is he should leave one basket still, so it's considered not yet Nigmar Malacha, meaning the olives that are collected in the Mitan is not considered the end of collecting all the olives, and therefore any oil that collects or moisture that collects will not then make it susceptible to Tumah. And then what should he do? Yitnena lene hakohen. And then he completes he does the Gemar Malacha in the presence of the Kohen. And from that point onwards, the Kohen can look after it and make sure that it doesn't become Tameh. From that point onwards in the process. That's an opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, that's not necessary. The Kohen doesn't have to be present when he finishes, does the Gemar Malacha. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda says, your lichet hamafteach miyad. What he can simply do is he can completes it. He's trusted to say that he poured it in and it was then all in a state of Tahara. And then he simply takes the key. It doesn't have to be immediately, even though that's what the Mishnah appears to say. But according to the Tosefta, he simply can give him the key, the coin, the key on that day. And that from that point onwards, it can be considered or guarded or preserved in a state of Tahara. Rabbi Shimon says even more lenient. He says as long as it happens me'ed le'et, within 24 hours, then it's he's ne'aman, he's believed that he's still in a state of Tahara. Very interestingly is what the Kati brings in the continuation. And that is, we learned in Masechta Chagiga that the time of the Gatot, and the time of the Gatot and Badim, and the time when everyone's pressing olives, then an Am Aretz is trusted with Tumah. So therefore it seems unnecessary all these processes that we're taking here. If he's completely trusted, why do we need to hand over the keys? Why do we need the coin to be present there to ensure that it stays in a state of Tahara? So therefore the Gemara explains that this is not talking about that time when everyone's doing pressing. It's talking about when he's doing it out of season or not at the time when everyone's doing it, where the Am Aretz isn't believed. That's why we need to take these extra measures in order to that the hafrashah, the separation of Truma, can be done in a state of Tahara and given to a Kohen and he can consume it. Let's now learn Mishnah. Hey, HaMeniach Zeitim B'Kotesh. Machteshet is basically a tool that they used to crush olives, but this is olives that's been set aside for consumption, for eating. Now the question is, why is it there? Why is it staying there? That's Shi'im Tonu. That was in order that it would soften. Shi'im Nochim Lichtosh. It will be easier for him to crush them. Like taking out the pips or something to crush them in that way. We say, Harei Eglu Mukhsharim. The fact that you've left it there in order for it to soften, well, in that situation, you're happy. This is much like the case where you left them in the mitan, in this big vat, in order for them to soften for pressing into oil. In both cases, it enhances the process that the moisture builds up around it, and therefore it would be susceptible to Tumah. However, Shim Tonu Shim Lachem, if you left them there in order to soften, that you can salt them and then eat them, then Beit Shammai says the Mukhsharim, once again, should be no difference because you're waiting for him to soften, but Beit Hill says no, Eino Mukhsharim. That's not the case. And that is because there's two ways of understanding it, and Kati brings both here. First, he cites the Rosh and Tiferet Yisrael that says that since the buildup of moisture actually, in this case, when this is olives for salting and consumption, actually ruins the flavor, therefore that mashka that builds up around it is actually not l'ratzon, is actually not to the not in sync with the desires of the owner of these olives. Another understanding is that Beit Hillel says prior to the salting, he has not yet reached Gemar Halacha. Has not reached the point where it's now complete, and therefore, as we've seen previously, prior to Gemara Malacha, that was in yesterday's Mishnah, there was an opinion that said that it's not yet considered, any liquid that builds up will not make it acceptable to Tumah. Let's continue. Potzea zeitim biyadov biyadayim tmeot. Let's say someone started crushing some olives in his hand in order to eat them. And as he does so, some mashka, some liquid comes out. In that situation, we say tmeim that become tameh. Why? One understanding here is simply because since stam yadayim, hands themselves, are a shein l'tumah, and anything that's a shein l'tumah, not anything, because we've seen exceptions, but anyway, in the case of stam yadayim, they will make the liquid that comes out of it, which is now to your shuyaratzon. The person wants this liquid. He's crushing them in order to eat them. He likes the juices around it. That's part of the what he's intending to do here. So therefore, that mashke is that liquid that comes out is considered mashke is considered a liquid. That would become tchila, become a rishon, and then make the olives themselves a sheni letuma. There is another explanation here, and that is that we're talking about olives that are themselves truma. This is the way the Rambam explains it, and the idea is since hands themselves are considered sheni letuma, and crushing the olives makes the point of the mission. Then, in crushing the olives and the moisture that comes out makes it susceptible to tuma. That's the point. And we're not concerned. We're not talking about whether the liquid. Again, the first explanation we brought was that the liquid that comes out is considered a mashke. It makes a rishon and then makes the olive themselves a sheni. Here, no. The point the mission is addressing is the liquid that comes out is considered a mashke to make these olives susceptible to tuma, and therefore. Then, since it's truma, the hands to shame the truma can now make these olives tameh. Because importantly, why does it have to teach us this? Is that because the crushing itself as you're eating is considered the gemara malacha, and from that point onwards, it's susceptible to truma by virtue of being in contact with this mashke. Those are the mishnah today.